Talking in tongues ain't fixing our problems. Stir up the gift and it'll cause a fire to burn. Timothy, if you're going to win, that's what I feel the Holy Ghost right here. If you're going to win, you better do more than just preach. You better do more than just teach a class. You better do more than carry a title. You better have a stirring inside of you. You hearing me tonight? When he looked over there and he saw Timothy with his head down, he said, there's a battle out there, Timothy. You're not going to be able to fight it in the present condition you're in. You need to stir up what's inside of you. Well, I felt you tighten up right there. Don't kill me altogether, brother. I felt you tighten up right there. You know why? It's easy to get stirred for the moment. I'm talking about a stirring that's going to put you on your knees when there ain't no revival, when there ain't no camp meeting, when there ain't no special service, when there ain't nothing going on but me and Jesus. That's where we're failing. We don't reach down inside of our hearts and stir up the gift that is in us. That's why we're easily cast down. That's why we're easily knocked over. That's why we're easily. That's why we're easily, when this thing gets going, we get to feeling like, well, I just can't make it. So I just ain't going to go to church. I'll tell you what I feel of the Holy Ghost. I believe Paul provoked Timothy. He stuck his hand down in his own heart. And you know what he started doing? He started massaging it. He started stirring up what was about to die. What was at stake, preacher? Why was he about to die? His desire to preach was about to leave him. Hallelujah. I said, challenge me, prove me wrong. His challenge and his desire to combat against the devil was about to leave him. But Paul said, don't you let it happen. I believe that what your mother had, that cast out devils, laid hands on the sick, encouraged the church, that same faith and that same power is inside of you. Maybe I'm missing it right here.
Touch him, God.
But are some of us too easily knocked out? He's not interested. Boy, I feel the devil here. We take our spiritual mirror and we put it up there. I don't cut it. I don't paint it. I don't do nothing with it. Yeah, but we're just as cold on the inside as we have ever been. So we got empty hands with empty hearts running around trying to lay hands on empty heads. You can't shout and speak in tongues this week and ready to quit the church next week. Come on here, talk back to me. Come on, if the Holy Ghost give me just a little bit more nudge, I'm going to say a few more things. You hear me well? I'm gonna tell you in this house right here, when that devil can't knock you down over talk, it's gonna take a whole lot more than what he's got in his bag to knock you over. You'll have to send him back to hell. You hear me? I said you'll have to send him back to hell to get something else. But talk ain't a killing me. I said talk ain't a knocking me down. Let them talk about me. Let them slander me. Let them say what they like. I got a gift. I got a fire. I must keep it alive. keep it alive. If it don't stay alive, you're going to die in your tracks right in the ship. Some men's backslid holding a microphone. Jealousy got in their heart. Come on, Holy Ghost. I don't mean to get into this, but mister, I'm going to tell you flat footed without any reservations. It ain't as important on how much you think it is, how much you've read the Bible, how much you can quote the Bible. The question is, how much of the Bible has changed you? If you're still bad at holding grudges against folks, you can read the book until you fall over. It ain't doing nothing for you. But when a man's got to get stirred up inside of him, he ain't got time to hold a grudge. He ain't got time. The fire of the Holy Ghost keeps it burned out. My God, get a hold of us and set us on fire once again. Stir up. Gift of God. I'm going to lose it. There's men in this building. I love every one of you. But if it wasn't for your wife, you wouldn't be saved today.
That's right. You're right. Come on.
You know why? Because you do not have the desire to stir up the gift of God. Stand by me. It's easier for you to go out and till the garden instead of till the garden in your heart. You're able to pull weeds that you can see while you let thorns and thistles grow inside of your soul. Talk back to me now. I'm telling you, some nights you wouldn't even come to church if your wife didn't grab you by the hand and say, come on, you know we ought to be going to church. Don't let the devil get you down. Talk to me. I said, talk to me. What you need more than a tongue, what you need more than prophecy, what you need more than anything is God give me the ability to stir up the gift of God that is inside of me. Before I lose it, help me stir it up. I'm trying my best to remember where I'm at. But I'm going to tell you something. To be the head of the house. I know this is youth camp.
Come on.
But to be the head of the house, mister, it's more than telling her how to mop the floor and keep dinner hot. That means if your children go to hell, it's your fault. If your family backslides and goes to hell, it's your fault. Nobody else's. Why? The head of that house is one that's going to give an account to God. I don't know why. I know why I'm here. But I'm going to tell you right now, flat-footed, sir, bow that chest out and declare what a man you are. But when a man can let his family go to hell, he ain't a man at all. You hear me? I'll tell you why there's spirits of homosexuality and lesbianism grabbing our children. It's because daddy ain't in the forefront fighting off the devil, saying you can't come here. My God in heaven, you can't get in this house. This house belongs to God. I'm going to be the Joshua that stirs up the fire of the Holy Ghost in my house. Anybody can stand there and tell her where she can't go. What's the problem? I don't mean to be mean. It's not God's will for her to always be the one. I know you don't like it. But you can't argue with the book. The head of every man is what? Christ! And at the head of every woman is what? Man! It was God's divine institution. Daddy, that you be the spiritual leader of your house. You're the first one to pray. You're the first one to call a revival in your own home. I'm in trouble here. I'm in trouble just as sure as I know my name. There's a lot of families wouldn't be broke up tonight if Daddy would have been the daddy of the house. Not at just pulling off the cowhide, but pulling down heaven and pushing hell out the door. Come on here. Just excuse me. Ain't it funny how we're all so ready to rally when the women are getting preached on, but when the Holy Ghost gets to talking to us, we don't want to say a word. We stand there cold-faced, stone-hearted, and say, you can't belittle me. I'm not belittling you. Sin's going to belittle you. When it comes on your back like a monkey and begins to knock at your house door and drag your boy out, drag your girl out, you can't stop it if you don't pray. Some in this building tonight, you're hiding under the shadow of the standard of holiness, but you do not have holiness in your heart. What do you mean, preacher? I'll tell you what I mean. You can say what you like, but Timothy, you're in trouble tonight. I feel the Holy Ghost here.
Yes, sir.
There's Timothy's in this building. You're in trouble. You give her a mile, she'll take 100. Feel it here. Sisters, y'all don't throw shoes at me. But the Bible said, she is the weaker vessel. And I know where I'm at. And there's some of you women, you want to be just as strong as the men. But you'd have to blaspheme the book to do it. You know what the problem is? When Timothy gets stirred up, the church gets stirred.
Yes.
Who is that church? That church is your house. That church is your house. I'm not trying to be mean, but the pressures of life should never bring hell to the house. Did you hear what I said? I said a mean man is only the proven fact that there is no God living inside of him. When a man looks at his family and why the Holy Ghost is here, and he tells his children, ask your mama to pray about it. I ain't in condition to pray. Some of you said it right here underneath the sound of my voice. You're demoting your office as the daddy of that house. I got a world of confidence in some of you brethren. And you can hate me the rest of your life. But I felt the Holy Ghost whisper to me, the falling of our church must lay on the responsibility of the men.
You're right. You're right.
Yes, sir.
You're right.
You show me in your Bible. I want every Bible reader in here to listen. Show me in your Bible when men wept, thunder took place, lightning shook. When Elijah prayed, heaven opened up, fire fell out of it. When Moses got obedient, he smote the rock, water gushed out like the Niagara Falls. Don't leave me. There's home trouble here. And the Holy Ghost knows why He's took this rally tonight and chose to talk to us. You must stir up the gift of God. Preacher man, hey, some things you and I will never stir in our church. You coming up here all the time needing somebody to lay hands on you ain't fixing your problem. Go home. Put your head between them mattresses and scream till you can't scream and say, God, I'm not getting up until I get a heavenly touch. I was troubled. I want my baby to stand up. I was troubled one night, late one night, not long ago. But you'd hear me. I had disaster after disaster. I come out of the hospital immediately. I went in the hospital on Sunday afternoon. They thought I was having a heart attack just 3 weeks ago. Thought I was having a heart attack. Put me in, done a stress test. I failed the stress test. Come in and said, we're going to do a heart cath the next day. And he said, no, we need to do a heart cath right now. Rolled me down there and put me in and done a heart cath on me. Somewhere between, they said they were going to do it right now in the heart cath. The Holy Ghost come in that room and touched me. I ain't had an ounce of pain in my body with it since then. I had a death happen the next day. A man died. And then right after that, while I was down there with that family, a tragedy, a phone call came. An 18-year-old boy, 5 tons of machinery fell on him and drove him knee-deep down in the dirt. You hear me? I had a funeral over there in Alabama. Had a funeral over here in Georgia. I left Alabama, went over there and preached that funeral. Came back, went to Alabama the next, preached that funeral. I mean, was in that funeral. But oh, you hear me well. Before all of that happened, that Thursday night, I'll never forget it. I laid down in that bed. I was restless and shaking to pieces. I said, Angie, you got to pray. And she looked at me and said something that startled me to my bones. She said, I'm a praying. But she said, you got to get a hold of yourself. Come on here, look at me. I laid there and began to say, God, you got to help me. The pressure of this funeral, the pressures of the revival after that funeral. I said, I need a direction from the Lord. I rolled that cover back, jumped out of that bed, ran in that living room, burying my face in them cushions. I didn't pick them up till after 3:30 in the morning. And I said, God, I need help. I need help. I'm telling you, there's sometimes your wife can't get you help. Or sometimes a preacher can't pray enough to get you help. You got to get it for yourself. Next morning, Sister Grooms, I walked in that room. I was getting ready. And I said, baby, I said, the Lord helped me last night. She said, I felt a difference when you came to bed. You laid there peacefully. You weren't tossing, you weren't turning. The gift of God stirred up inside of a man will bring peace to his troubled mind. Sister, slinging hair ain't going to pull a desire of the world out of you. But a good stirring of the Holy Ghost will put the world at bay. You hear me? I want you to help me and I'm going to get out of your hair. But you know why these sisters right here and some of these other sisters in this building with white hair are able to look at us and still smile. I'll tell you why. When there wasn't nobody else could stir it up but them, they found a closet and stirred it up. I know it's hard. I can feel it tightening every time I reach that part. When it's an obligation on your part, you stop. I got something to say here. The Lord stand by me when I say it. I'm going to probably get ousted when I say it. But the Holy Ghost don't talk about everything as much as some of you want to believe He does. He's not interested in what color car you drive when you got a devil spirit inside of you. He's not interested in what kind of color carpet we got in the church. I preached a meeting. I preached a meeting in a church, and the dissension over the color of the carpet got enough brass to stand up and give out a message in tongues and said the Holy Ghost said He wanted blue carpet. It's idiotic, ain't it? But I was praying, the Lord spoke to my heart right out there. He said, too many say that I said when I have never said. And I felt the Holy Ghost, Brother Bailey. And He said, the fall of my people is because they started looking at that man's hand to say what the Holy Ghost said instead of believing what I say. So then we look to the... I'm not discrediting your office. But then we get to looking at the man for the stirring instead of the God for the stirring. If He'll lay His hands on me, I'll get out of it. If He'll pray for me, I'll come through it. If Brother Bailey will tell me what God's got to say, then I'll believe it. What about you praying? Do you hear what God's got to say? I felt it. I'm going to say it. You're going to hate me. It's quite all right. But some of you are going to slow down your tongues when the Holy Ghost really gets a hold of you. You know why? Because He's not going to operate in a vessel that lies. He said, woe unto them that prophesy peace unto my people when I say there is no peace. Woe unto them that say there is no trouble when there's trouble all around them. So we get to looking at Sister So-and-so to give out a message, and if she says the Holy Ghost said it, then I believe it. Then we put confidence in the flesh instead of the Holy Ghost. Throw me out. But I'm going to talk to you about what He talked to me about in that room. They worship the creature more than the Creator. I appreciate Moses. I appreciate Paul. But I ain't got it stuck on Paul. I got it stuck on Him. And you know why we're in the shape we're in? It's because when it comes down to stirring time, we want Him to stir us instead of Him to stir us. Help me. Help me. Preacher, you don't believe in the Holy Ghost talking and telling? Oh, I believe it. I believe it. But there's sometimes He wants me to trust Him for who He is. There's some things I'm glad the Holy Ghost don't reprove me in front of everybody about. I don't think you caught that. I'm glad the Holy Ghost ain't telling everything. I'm glad the Holy Ghost ain't telling everybody your business. I'm glad the Holy Ghost says, I want to help you. And this is going to be between me and you. I'm going to help you out of that. And then from out of nowhere, Jacob feels a hand get a hold of his hip and knock it out of joint. He said, now you're no longer Jacob, but you're Israel. Everybody knew you as a deceiver, but I'm going to make you a nation. So when God gets in the arrangement, all that you said you was, when He gets done, it's going to be all what He said you are. Oh, I got it tied in this house. But I think our youth meeting slogan is, it's not about me, but it's all about Him. Really, is it? Is it really all about Him? Well, then the question is, how much of Him's got a hold of me? Vance Havner made the statement, and I close with this. He said, it's not as important as some men brag about how many times they read the Bible or how many times they have gone through the Bible. The question is, how many times has the Bible gone through them? I'd rather have one man that went through the Bible one time and the Bible went through him than I have one man that went through the Bible 20 times and the Bible's never changed him. Feel the Holy Ghost here. God stand by me when I say it. I'll stand in a weighty position to say it. This easy offended business. It's impossible for a man to have the Holy Ghost and live on offense. Because if he's got a continued stirring in him, he's got a continued fountain of love springing up inside of him. And when he sees him, the Holy Ghost here, he can't see him as he would want to see him, but he sees him as Christ sees him. I'm done. I'm fixing to give it to this man right here, this pastor. But when John looked at Jesus, he said, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. But then not only that, there was a separation between John and Jesus. He said, he must increase and I must decrease. But in that decreasing, he fell back into a state where he felt himself. He said, is he really the one? After he done made an identifying fact that he was the Christ. But John was caught in a place where he wanted to know, was he really the Christ? Or really, in essence, was he an imposter? And from a prison cell, he sent three men. And they said, go ask and see if he is. To make a long story short, I started off this meeting on what you come for. Jesus, after them men left him, turned to the multitude and began to address on the behalf of John and began to talk to them. And when he began to talk to them, he told them about John and being a great man that he was. But then he paused for a moment and he said, never was there born a better man living than what there was of John. But then he left one message that he carried with them messengers back to John. He said, and blessed is he who's not offended in me. Tonight, if the Lord didn't give you what you wanted, are you offended? Or are you going to say, God, I'm going to do a little more stirring? I didn't get what all I wanted, so I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to stick my hand a little deeper down in there, and I'm going to stir up a little more. Come on here, talk back to me. I'm going to stir up a little more so then God could help me tomorrow night. I don't mean to kill this meeting, but I feel the Holy Ghost. Brethren, I challenge you. Pray 30 minutes between now and tomorrow night service. You watch what will happen in this house. I challenge you. He said, preacher, we're in a meeting. Yes, sir, we're in a meeting. Even much the more you are to pray. God, pour it out. But in your pouring, stir me up while you're pouring. How many could handle a stirring of the Holy Ghost? Can you handle it? Why don't you lift your hand and say, Lord, stir me. Stir me. Thank God. Thank God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I believe you, God, with all that's out there. Nothing. Oh,